It's our SME feature today, and we speak to a young lady who's a third generation beekeeper and has been running the honey making family business. Well, to tell us about her journey, I'm joined in studio by Mokgadi Mabela. She's from Native Nosi. Thanks very much for joining us, Mokgadi.
Thanks for having me, Nompu.
Good stuff. So you're a third generation in the family business. So what motivated you to get into it, given that it's not automatic that you would join the family business?
It was not the intention at all. I was just selling some of my honey, my father's honey, that he made. People liked it because it was a really good product, and it just snowballed from there when I needed more honey to actually sell to people. And he was like, girl, get a beehive, make your own honey. And that's how I actually got into beekeeping.
So from the films that I've seen, beekeeping looks like a very scary job that requires skills and an understanding of how to handle bees.
So with me, I always tell people that I never got the opportunity to be scared of bees, because you can imagine that my father was, you know, a beekeeper all my life. So for me, that was our bacon. That was where, you know, the money from the lights and the school fees and everything came out. So I didn't really get the opportunity to actually be more scared of bees than I was actually supposed to. So they do sting, but I don't think my fear is, you know, the kind of fear that your normal everyday person has of honeybees.
I understand. So what's the process in producing honey, and what markets do you serve?
So the process of making honey, you know, you just have to find a place that has good weather and has good vegetation, because, you know, the bees are going to need food wherever they are. Otherwise, they abscond and then they leave, you know, for greener pastures, literally. And then so our job is to move the beehives around to places where there's forage every season. So that's our job. And once the honeycomb is full of honey, then we take that and put it in an extractor, which is like a spinning machine. And then from there, you know, the honey comes out, and then we will just sift, you know, all the bits of wax and separate it for the honey.
Yes.
Little settle, and then bottle it. And then most of our market, we've realized that it's the health stores. You know, health stores, your household people who actually want raw honey, and just little quaint delis, because that's where you get people who actually want, you know, authentic products.
Yes.
That's where they normally go. We have not really went into the commercial market because there is a lot of irradiated products, and then they are much cheaper to actually buy and sell. And you'd find that it's difficult for people who are selling, you know, indigenous and, you know, really wholesome foods to actually compete, because the prices are not the same. So
yeah,
we have stuck to the smaller markets because we've realized that, you know, the clients who go there appreciate and are actually looking for the kind of product that we make.
So you'd go to things like craft markets as well?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. So what are the challenges of running your business, much less a family business?
I think the challenge for me is to just be in an industry where I have to be sort of like a pioneer, because I don't really have a lot of people like myself in the industry. So I find myself having to spearhead a lot of things,
trial and
error.
You mean black like you?
Black, female, young. You know, because the demographic of your normal beekeeper is definitely not a young black female. So that's the challenge. And also just, you know, molding when you're looking for assistance or funding, you know, putting it together in such a way that it fits your normal farming projects.
Yes.
Because, you know, unlike cattle farming or, I don't know, sheep farming, beekeeping is not like that. So it becomes difficult when you have to sort of package it so that people can understand what you do. But I think because of, you know, what I do, I've really received a lot of positive feedback and a lot of love. You know, the pros have been more than the cons.
Yes.
Because, you know, people are really excited, and then they want to support me, they want to try out my product. And although there are challenges, I think the positives have really, you know, been encouraging for me to continue to do what I do.
At a larger scale, I understand that South Africa imports quite a lot of honey, like maybe 50% of it. Is that because beekeeping is not really that many people's cup of tea? How can we improve that, given that the country has the raw materials, you know, to produce the honey? And perhaps, you know, like yourself, people who are more like you can begin to also participate in that industry.
Well, I think, you know, like any other farming project, beekeeping is quite capital intensive.
Mm.
And because of, you know, Black people being in the socioeconomic status that they are, first of all, find it difficult to actually get in. And then another thing is, you know, there are various factors like bee population decline and all of that, which make it not very easy for South Africans to actually enter into beekeeping. As a result, you find a little bit of beekeepers who are expected to produce a large amount of honey.
Yes.
That we are not currently able to do.
Mm.
So what happens is that, you know, they end up importing the balance, which then is not, you know, necessarily the best honey. But I mean, in the absence of a lot of raw, natural, indigenous honey, they have to then import the balance. I think also because previously, Black people were not really formally taught how to do beekeeping.
Yes.
It's not even a curriculum in any of our universities, unless you're doing it maybe at a postgraduate level.
Yes.
So I think all those dynamics affect, you know, the appetite for beekeeping in the country. And as a result, you know, we end up with a lot of imported, irradiated honey that is not better than what South Africans are able to actually produce.
It's a fascinating subject. More to ask you, but not enough time. Thank you, Mokgadi, for coming in studio. That was Mokgadi Mabela. She's from Native Nosi.